From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The White House says President Obama will use the State of the Union address tomorrow night to call for better preparedness against a bioweapons attack. That announcement comes on the heels of a government report saying a terrorist attack using anthrax or other bioweapons is likely within a few years. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
The report says the last three administrations have been slow to recognize and respond to a bio threat, but it says bioterrorism is the most likely scenario for an attack on the United States with a weapon of mass destruction. The report by retired Senators Bob Graham and Jim Talent say the chief problem is a lack of effective medicines and vaccines to guard against a bio attack. Officials say the greatest challenge is to come up with a better anthrax vaccine, since that's the most likely weapon. The report recommends spending more than $3 billion a year over the next 5 years on medicines. Right now, the budget is one-tenth of that. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Senate lawmakers are rejecting a proposal backed by President Obama calling for creation of a bipartisan task force to tackle the deficit. The panel would have worked on a plan to combine tax cuts and spending curbs that were slated to have been voted on after the midterm elections. However, the measure was rejected by a vote of 53-46, short of the 60-vote majority needed for passage. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the White House is now considering creating its own panel, though that body would not have the legal authority to force a vote in Congress. General Motors will sell Saab to Dutch sports car maker Spyker. The new owner will inherit a decades-old brand that is struggling with anemic sales worldwide. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton has more.
General Motors began winding down Saab after rejecting Spyker's first bid in December. Negotiations continued, however, and today GM says it will indeed sell Saab to Spyker. The Dutch firm will pay $74 million in cash and $326 million in stock. Saab will also get a $563 million loan from the European Investment Bank. GM spokesman Tom Wilkinson says the negotiations were difficult because GM wanted to be sure the new owner could make Saab viable.
Well, it wouldn't be fair to, you know, customers and dealers and other stakeholders if the company didn't have a good chance of success.
Saab sold only 93,000 cars worldwide in 2009. GM plans to finalize the sale in February. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.
Federal Reserve policymakers have begun a two-day meeting in Washington to review current interest rate policy, with most analysts expecting the Fed to leave rates where they are. Ben Bernanke is also up for a confirmation vote this week as chairman of the Federal Reserve. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 2 points to end the session at 10,194. The NASDAQ closed down 7 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 was down 4 points today. This is NPR. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is defending the U.S. response to the crisis in Haiti. Clinton says she resents criticism of how the U.S. has handled disaster relief to victims of the massive earthquake, which struck there earlier this month. Speaking to State Department employees, Clinton accused some of the international press of misunderstanding or mischaracterizing the U.S. civilian and military response. Last weekend, the group Doctors Without Borders complained about misplaced priorities and a bottleneck at the country's main airport. An animal lab technician has pleaded not guilty to the 2008 murder of a Yale University graduate student in Connecticut. From member station WNPR in Hartford, Diane Orson reports.
Raymond Clark III entered a not guilty plea in New Haven Superior Court in the killing of 24-year-old Yale pharmacology student Annie Lay. Lay disappeared in September. Her body was discovered 5 days later behind the wall of a high-security university research building. An autopsy revealed she died of asphyxiation. Clark also waived his right to a probable cause hearing, where prosecutors show there's enough evidence to justify the charges. In the arrest warrant, police allege that a bloody sock and green ink pen hidden near the body contain DNA evidence linking Clark to the murder. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.
A new ban on texting while driving trucks or buses is being backed by officials within the industry. Under the new rules, drivers of interstate buses and large trucks who are caught texting while driving could face fines of as much as $2,750. In 19 states and Washington, D.C., all drivers are already prohibited from texting while behind the wheel. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.